Our Lord in the Gospel today gives us a teaching on anger and speaks of it under the commandment, the fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill. Anger is a kind of killing in the sense of hurting others unjustly or unnecessarily. Anger, which can lead to hatred and grave sin. And so, what, of course, we all feel anger and this emotion of anger, and it can be helpful actually in cases of trying to right wrongs and correct injustices and make necessary corrections when wrongs are done. Wrongs are done. Of course, with children, you have to correct children and make corrections if we're in authority. And so anger can, you know, just indignation can be helpful in motivating us to make the correction which we wouldn't perhaps necessarily do because we're indifferent or we don't feel like it. So we can channel it in the correct way there. But of course, anger always has to be tempered and limited to the injustice that's done, and limited to the action that is committed. And so there's a self-control there, which is so hard to do. And so we have to pray for that self-control and a right use of indignation. But our Lord is aiming us mostly at our relations with our neighbor and how we think of them, and anger that which can fester and make us hold on to resentments, and can lead to anger towards towards people and generalize things instead of focusing on the individual injustice that needs to be corrected. We can generalize it to the person and to the whole person's life and the person's family and the person's nationality and race, and we can really expand anger to serious problems. So we, of course, if anger is focused on us, someone has hurt us, somebody's hurt our ego, hurt our pride. Of course, we have to, a lot of times it can be our own sensibilities, our own irritableness, our own touchiness, our own pickiness, and there could be, you know, that perceived offense against us may not be anything wrong at all that somebody has done to us. So we have to discern these things and be slow to anger. The opposite of anger is meekness, and the virtue of meekness, and we need to practice meekness and always pray for that self-control and calm and patience and slowness to anger so that we can exercise reason and right judgment in situations. Be ready to forgive, especially if the offense is against us personally. And realize that offenses against us can be for our good, for our growth and sanctification, and something we can offer up to others if we have been unjustly treated. So we respond with injustices. Be ready to forgive. Be ready to forget with the grace of God. Be ready to pray for our neighbor. Be ready to turn far from anger and actually try to strive to love our neighbor, to do good to those who have done wrong to us. So this is a great virtue of meekness, and great importance to overcome anger, because our Lord says we can be liable to the judgment if we don't. We can be handed over to the judge and the guard and thrown into prison, and then not be released until we pay the last penny in purgatory or even hell for this kind of anger that leads to grave sin, hatred, and real injustices back to others. So let's pray for this grace of meekness through Our Lady's intercession.
Christus.